Hey guys, so this is Priya. We did have a playtime for Amoria, but we were unable to record, so I'm just gonna give a quick recap of this week's episode for Amoria. Not sure how quick it's gonna be. I did take a ton of notes. I'll tell you what each of us did in the order that we did it. Remember, we were sent out to. We all got caught, the party members, and to clean up our debts and such, we were tasked with finding the nephew of the governor. We killed an orc family, found a goblin cave, and then we went back to the caravan, and now we have actually found the what we assume to be the last remaining guard tracks. And what we seem to be the nephew's tracks. We ended off the last game with finding the barn we assume where they were resting, and so we needed to investigate this barn. So we went into the barn. There were two. Well, Bar went checked out the barn. He saw two horses and their packs. So the rest of us went up, checked it out. And it seemed that they literally just disappeared. Nothing like there had to have been some type of scuffle, but we couldn't find marks of like a scuffle. Like we checked the ground and everything, but there were no actual signs of a scuffle. So through checking the barn, we ended up going into the silo, which we found a trap door, and underneath the silo there was a distillery, really old distillery, mind you. Myself, I can see in color now. That's really interesting. But it's also kind of very useful to the group. We've also found we found the nephew's diary, and it seems that he's in love with someone, the nephew is in love with someone that isn't in his position. There was a hermit that lived in the silo. It seems like he was some type of elven descent. He hasn't lived there for many, many years, it seems. Fenella, she Nesperia took that the diary. Finn took the book on rustic living. The hermit's, the elven hermit's journal. Also took a coin purse, two vials. One is reddish fluid. One is greenish fluid. Blue fluid. This before we went down the trap door. We went down. Like I said, we found out that it's a distillery. Finn. We were like, all right, there were three doors. We decided we were going to go in the middle one. We Finn fell down a trap into a cave area. A lot of giant spiders, like it was like a 40-foot drop, so Finn was really, really hurt. Finn, it was like 11 fighters versus essentially Finn at first. So Finn ran, and the rope wasn't long enough, so we were tying it together to throw down to Finn again. That didn't work. Well, it worked, except Finn had already run, so Nesperia jumped down as well. Well, Nesperia didn't jump, she grabbed the rope, scale and like roped burned down, and was fighting them. She eventually went down. I was able to see this, so I was like, fuck, I gotta spare the dying her, so I roped burned down. Because some spiders did, like, come up, so we destroyed them before I roped burned down. I killed some. I went down. The boys, Bar and Edric, they came down. Eventually, we did kill all of said spiders. After that, we followed the sounds of these dripping water because we were like, okay, well, maybe this is where we can rest. We eventually found a pool about 20 feet across of murky water. It smelled like sulfur to the southwest. Decided not to rest there. We found a passage. It was enough for like 2x2, but it was covered in spider webs, so we figured that was probably the spider's lair. Shouldn't rest near there. So we kept going east. The cave turned into a passageway, and then it did open up to about a 20 by 30 foot like area where we could all like fit and like rest, and we were like, all right, we've got to rest, we're all gonna die. Because we had used like us, I guess I'm really the only spellcaster, but all of us were exhausted, so we were all needing to rest at that point. And so, there was a path to the left that was, like, a flat path, and then there was a path to the right that, like, went downward. There was, shiny, like, stuff on the wall. Everyone else has dark vision in the group. I'm the only one that can see in color, because of some weird stuff given to me by my patron. So I was able to tell that it's, like, a lapis lazuli blue. There was a stalagmite. It had a nice chunk of this, like, lapis lazuli blue's stone, and so I was like, we'll break it on our way back and we can like split the earnings of this stuff. So we were like, all right, we're gonna take a long rest, we'll set up watches. Finn had second watch. She saw blood red shot eyes up in the ceiling, humanoid. They registered her, and glared. She woke up Nespiria, and then she saw, Nespiria didn't see these eyes, they had already left by then. And then Finn, like, Nespiria went back to sleep and was like, wake me up if you see something else. And then, Finn saw something no bigger than a, the DM described it as a D20. In the path, it was a really nice ring in the path, fancy. So she woke up myself, Piet, and, Nespiria. I was able to tell it was a golden ring laced with platinum. It's elvish. Or a lady's ring. It had a setting in it. There was giggling because we ended up fighting over it, and Nespiria ended up taking it because we all had this like urge, essentially like, you know, when you tell it when you were a kid and your mother told her you couldn't have something, and then you just had this uncontrollable urge to just take it. So we all had that urge, and Nespiria ended up taking it. And then there was this weird giggle. Of course, my patron has red eyes. But while I was dreaming, I heard, it felt like people were, like, all kinds of whispers, and some whispers that seemed to be directed towards me were, impudent child, unworthy, and lost. And then I had, like, situated myself, towards the stalagmite that, stalactite, whatever one that sits, like, coming up from the ground that had the pretty blue stone in it. I had situated myself near it. I heard my patron say, like, wake up, and I woke up to, like, these, fleshy tendrils, like, wrapping around me as it was trying to eat me, and so I was just, like, trying to, like, just punch it and just, like, get rid of it, and so we all ended up fighting the thing. So we all fought it off, because I, like, screamed, we fought it off, murdered it, and we all, you know, decided we definitely shouldn't go down the left path when we do wake up, in the morning. But like I said, our DM, he had shoulder surgery and we had some issues with the weather, so we just weren't able to record, this week's episode. But everything should be back to normal with next week's episode, and I should be able to record and everything should go as planned. I know it seems really short because this is only like 10, 15 minute recap. But we played for like 5 or 6 hours, which was really good and awesome. But like I said, it will be really awesome. And next week's might be a two-parter depending on how long the recording lets me go on for and such. But I just wanted to record it and get it up for you guys, at least the recap. And again, thanks for everyone that's watching and supporting us. I guess watching isn't the right word, listening. And hopefully we'll see you guys. Well, hopefully you guys will listen to us in the next episode. So we'll see you guys next time on Immortia.